Hey, greetings, this is Brother Jim at DontParish.com. Got a really quick but important thought for you today. Hope you're doing well. We just rolled into a town, set up our camp for the night. We're at Camp Walmart. Public praying, is it biblical? You know, Brother Jim does not have anything to offer you other than the Holy Word of God. I have no new revelation. I have no greater understanding. I'm not a smart man. My ministry is built on the Word of God. And I say this all the time. We're not teaching anything different or new. We're teaching the full, complete truth of God. And I'm going to prove to you today that most of American churchianity and Christians in America don't even hold to the bare basics when it comes to the Word of God. Public praying. You know, we see this all over. National Day of Prayer, they may get up and make a big deal out of it. People praying up at the podium or the pulpit in church, praying in front of all types of conferences they have, praying. Let's see, we went out and stood and we witnessed outside a rodeo. And at the rodeo events, bull rider events, race car events, they'll have praying right before. How about when these religious people make videos and they always have their prayers in the videos? Is that biblical? Well, let me read some scripture to you. Let's just go to the simple Word of God and our Lord and Savior. Matthew 6, verse 5. But when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Do you hear that? Standing on the street corners, yeah, in the synagogues, that would be American churchianity. When you look at the scriptures, you get a different view of prayer than what American churchianity and the world has turned it into. They've turned it into a public thing. They share it with the world. They share it with people they're not united to. But when you examine prayer, we've done this, and you go into scriptures, it's a very private thing. Here's a fact for you. Jesus never prayed with anyone. If I'm wrong on that, show me the scripture. He went alone to pray. Okay? Now, I'm not saying I'm not Jesus, so I'm not saying that you should never pray with anyone, or nor should I, because we do see in Acts that they gathered house to house, they dwelled in the apostles' doctrines in prayer. Okay, so saints can pray together. But here's the thing. Prayer is a private matter between you and God, you and other saints and God. It's not something to videotape and put out on the internet for anybody to see. You know, I'm going to say something that might be a little bit provocative, but I'm just going to say it. Because I did an audio the other day when we were street preaching on election day. Some guy came up to me that wanted to pray with me. And it turns out, I said, no, I don't pray with people I don't know. Turns out he was heretical. I think he had a demon. Didn't believe Jesus was God. And in that audio, I said this. I said, prayer should be a lot like sexual intercourse. Meaning, it's special, it's private, it's reserved for only a person you're united to. I'm going to stand on that. Prayer should be between you and God alone, and we're going to see how that's done. And then if you're going to involve other people, prayer should be with people you're united to that are walking holy and obedient. John 9 says God doesn't even hear the prayers of sinners. So if people aren't born of God and they're not obediently following God, don't be praying with those people. Pray for them, not united to them. But prayer should be a very private matter. And I just informed you, Jesus didn't pray with anyone, not even the disciples. He went right to the Father. And the disciples didn't pray with just anybody. They stuck amongst themselves for their prayer life. Let me read you the next verse, Matthew 6:6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Is that hard to understand, folks? Jesus says when you pray, pray in secret. If you're going to pray with other saints, pray in secret. Why have people turned everything into a big public show? Praying at weddings, praying at their conferences, praying on their videos. It's foolishness, it's showmanship, and it defies the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Go read Matthew 6. Pray in private. Don't be on the street corners. Don't be doing it publicly. You will never see don'tperish.com have prayer out on audio, on videos. We don't pray with people we don't know, and we don't make prayer a public display. This is a private matter between you and God. He's our bridegroom, we're the bride, and we only share it with Him. And we share it with each other that we know are walking truly in the faith. I hope that you're protective about prayer. If the Spirit of God is in you, you will be. You'll realize how special it is. If you're just an American churchianity person and you pray with anybody, or you'll pray anywhere, or you'll pray in public to be seen, our Lord and Savior said, you have your reward already. Remember, I'll leave you with this thought. In the last day and on Judgment Day, everything's going to be revealed. So it's going to be interesting. The people that want to do everything in public, they're going to be revealed as prideful, showmen, arrogant, unbiblical, and rebellious against the Word of God. And the people that have served God in prayer privately, it's going to be revealed who they are, and they'll be rewarded. That's what Jesus said. One last thought. Don't send me an email and say, oh, you go on the street corners and look at you preaching and you doing that in public. That's not prayer. That's preaching the gospel. Jesus said, what I say to you privately, go preach from the rooftops. All the prophets lifted up their voice. The disciples lifted up their voice. We lift up our voice publicly to proclaim the gospel and preach. When it comes to prayer, it's a private matter, like between a husband and a wife, between you and God, between you and other true saints. It's not to be made public. It trashes, demeans, degrades, minimizes the specialness of prayer. When I see people praying on audio, video, on their little conferences, their music concerts that are unbiblical, their national days of prayer, it's not biblical, and it should not be so. Study the Word of God. Cling to the Word of God. If you have the Spirit, because you're born from above, He'll teach you all things. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. We love you all. We are traveling on the gospel road, working in Missouri right now, preaching the gospel, making disciples, exposing all the false ways of man, like public prayer for show. Repent. Take your prayer life private, and the Father will reward you. We love you all. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.